Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com.
One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday night to everybody out there. If you're going out, hanging out, making money, spending money, wasting money, do it safely. Whatever you do on a Friday night, it's your business. I'm not asking. Just be safe, okay? Anyway, I'm safe. I got no choice. The only thing I got to worry about in the studio is germs, but I always wipe it down, okay? I'm going to be here with you for the next 3 hours. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Shout-outs to everybody in the South. Shout-outs to everybody all over the country, North America. I'm being joined by super producer and host, Dave Shepard. Shep is holding it down in New York City. He's in New York. He has a whole lot more to worry about than germs. But anyway, we got a lot to do. Right now, this minute, Philadelphia Phillies are beating Arizona. The score is 5-3. It's the top of the eighth. The Phillies already got another guy on first base with zero outs. If the Phillies win this game, they go up 3-1. And I guess that's what they call a commanding lead. I think the answer is yes. They would only need one more victory to go back to the World Series like they did last year. Obviously hoping for a different result. And maybe, just maybe, we'll see a rematch. That's what it's looking like right now, because even earlier this evening, the Astros beat the Rangers 5-4, and you can go ahead and thank Jose Altuve. The Rangers were up 4-2. Altuve stepped to the plate in the bottom of the ninth. He had two dudes on. They trailed 4-2. If you can do simple math, you know exactly what that means, especially when Jose Altuve does this. Listen.
And Altuve hits it in the air pretty deep to left. Carter is back at the wall, leaves, and it is gone! It's gone! It's gone! It's gone! Jose Altuve gives the Astros a 5-4 lead! How do you like that?
And that was ultimately the final result of the game, because the Astros were able to hold on and win. And if you couldn't tell by the excitement, that was from the Astros radio network. I hope that guy doesn't have high blood pressure. I hope he doesn't have any heart issues, because he was losing his damn mind. The Astros, they need one more victory to go ahead and move forward to another. Yeah, I said it. Another World Series. And I think they will. They play again Sunday night in Houston. They go into Texas. Well, they're playing in Texas. They go into Arlington against the Rangers, down 0-2. They win all three games in Arlington, and now they go back in Houston, or back to Houston, with an opportunity to go right back to the World Series. And I think they will. And so we talked last hour about one of the brawls, or the brawl that took place, or should I say pushing and shoving. Adolis Garcia mad that he got hit, and the bench is clear. Dusty Baker gets ejected. Just typical baseball nonsense. And so I'm sure we'll talk more about that later on as the show continues. Congratulations to the Astros for going out there and beating the Rangers. We had a caller who hit us up and asked about the Astros potentially being a dynasty. I think you got to put them in that category if they walk away with another championship. And then, you know, speaking of cheaters, let me just get this the hell up one out the way. Somebody called last night, and we're going to get into the Dolphins and the Eagles. And we're going to talk about all that. Someone called last night when the news broke that Michigan, the Wolverines, are involved in a little bit of a cheating scandal. And somebody specifically called from Michigan, Ann Arbor, and defended the Wolverines. This caller said that our coaches and our team, we just work harder than everybody else. We're not cheating. And then we got a few more details. Here's where it is. There's a man. His name is Connor Stallions. He's a retired Marine captain, and he's also a football analyst slash recruiter for the Michigan Wolverines. Well, this man, Connor, has been suspended by Michigan today. We don't know for how long, but they told him, man, just stay home. Just you ain't coming to work. You're not here with us. And so he wiped all of his social media accounts. He doesn't have a Twitter or Facebook or Instagram anymore when his name was released. And the NCAA has asked for access to his computer. And so what exactly has taken place? What's the cheating scandal? Well, Michigan is accused of scouting opponents in person at games. Now, I know that may not sound like the worst of things. We see this happening in the pros. People send scouts on the road all the damn time. But when it comes down to college, this has been prohibited since 1994. You're not supposed to go to somebody else's games. You're not supposed to record their signals. You're not supposed to go out there and then go take it back home and try to break things down. Do it from TV. Do it from home. Just don't show up to somebody else's stadium and sit in the stands and do it. It's wrong. And so reportedly, Michigan has been doing this since 2021. And that predates this guy who just got suspended, Connor Stallions, because he just got with the team last year. And so this is what it boils down to. Breaking down signs on video is legal. Doing it in person is a violation. Seems kind of nutty to me. Seems like you can do this in all other aspects and area of sports, but not in college. And so Ohio State knew about this, and it seems that other schools in the conference knew about this. And the guy, Connor, before his social media came down, listen to his job description. I focus on using my experience to employ Marine Corps' philosophies and tactics into the sport of football regarding strategies in staffing, recruiting, scouting, intelligence, planning, and more. I emphasize identifying the opponent's most likely course of action and most dangerous course of action, identifying and exploiting critical vulnerabilities and centers of gravity in the opponent's scouting process. That's a lot of words for a resume. I guess he had to prove how smart he is. He could have just put, hey, I go to the other team's stadiums and I steal their signs. I guess that's a little bit too forthright. So unfortunately, yes, God bless him for his service. But when it comes down to football, he's been suspended by Michigan. And of course, Harbaugh says, I know what was going on. I know nobody was cheating. I didn't know that we were stealing. I did not know anything. That's what Harbaugh says. This is the same Harbaugh who was suspended internally for violating recruiting processes earlier this season. He missed a bunch of games to start the season. And so here's the deal. He might be suspended again because not knowing or being ignorant, that's not an excuse. It's happening under your watch. I mean, if you are the guy at the top of the totem pole and you got quote-unquote people underneath you who are behaving badly, that's a reflection on you. That means that you have no idea what the hell is going on with your program. And so it seems that every time the Wolverines are in a good position to move forward and do some damage, something bad happens. I don't know. Maybe Harbaugh will be back in the NFL sooner than later, because trying to babysit and work on this college thing, it seems like he doesn't have a hold on his guys. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of having a hold on anything, Craig Kimbrell is on the mound right now for the Phillies. The Arizona Diamondbacks are trying to strike back here. They got a man on second base in the eighth inning right now. They got zero outs, and Arizona is trying to get back into this game. This is a good time of year. It really is. Got the NFL season in full swing, pulling up on the World Series. NBA basketball is right here. NHL just started. Shep, am I missing anything? I nailed everything, right?
Did you get something about Messi?
Oh, well, they're finishing up. Messi is...
Right.
And Messi's tired, man. Messi done played basically football all year long.
Right. So, as you're talking, JR, I'm listening to you pretty much take it easy on Harbaugh. I know a lot of people are coming down harder on him. To what your point is about Victor Wembanyama, like, and I know you said the preseason is not something that really gets you excited, but watching Victor Wembanyama, like you said, we've never seen anything like this, JR. Like, this is just scary good.
No, he makes right. No. Victor Wembanyama is able to defend, like, if you think about things in a half court, his recovery makes no sense.
Right.
Let me try to describe this the best way. And this is on my Twitter, and you can find it at JR Sport Brief. You can find these highlights anywhere. Andrew Wiggins drives baseline on Victor Wembanyama. Victor Wembanyama basically baits him into going baseline, turning around into the basket. And Victor Wembanyama's like, yeah, you can go by me because I'm just going to block the shot. And he did. Victor Wembanyama blocked a Klay Thompson three from the top of the key and then went the other way for a dunk. He blocked another Klay Thompson shot. Klay Thompson on another possession is trying to defend Victor Wembanyama, and he just shoots right over him, and Klay Thompson is left. You see the defeat in Klay Thompson's face, like, there's nothing I can't do anything. And so, yeah, are teams going to adjust? Are they going to stop? Yeah, but look, Victor Wembanyama is going to block a bunch of shots a game. And he's just operating on his physical talent. He don't know nothing. Shep, I hope this dude plays. Every game that this guy plays, and I'm sitting here in the studio, or I'm not on air, or whatever, right, if he's playing and I can watch, I'm turning it on, because he is a freak.
They have 20 national, they got 20 nationally scheduled television games this year. Last year they had three. So JR, you picked the right time this year to do a national radio show. To your point, he must have been at the foul line extended when Andrew Wiggins shot that three-pointer. And Andrew Wiggins is 6'8", by the way. And Klay Thompson is 6'7". Klay Thompson has been playing in the NBA now for going on 13 years. Klay Thompson literally shoved Victor Wembanyama to the ground. Victor Wembanyama still made that layup with ease, falling out of bounds. This is, JR, like, the only thing, and you said it, maybe he's just the exception. Maybe he is, for all intents and purposes, an alien. Because there's never been somebody 7'4" or taller that has looked even remotely close to this fluid on a basketball floor. And remember, JR, you and I watched basketball 20 years ago. We remember Yao Ming. There was no one like Yao Ming.
Yeah.
But obviously, the feet, they got the better of him. We've seen that from big men throughout the history of the NBA. But Yao Ming, from a time period, I'd say from rookie year to year 10, he was unstoppable. And Victor Wembanyama is 10 times the player that Yao Ming was coming out of the gate.
Yeah, because Yao was very skilled, ridiculously skilled, but Yao could not move like this dude.
Oh, no.
Victor Wembanyama is 7'4", 7'5", and he is literally fluidly moving like he is 6'3". It makes no sense. It's like they stretched out Kevin Durant another 5 inches and said, "Here you go." There has been that's the only comp, and we heard a lot about Victor Wembanyama, and he's a combination of Rudy Gobert and Kevin Durant. Well, yes, it's only preseason, but when you take a look at his skill set and you look at the highlights, and it's not just highlights, this man is dominating. Speaking of dominating, the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Oh my God!
Just hit a 2-run home run to tie this game up at 5-5 in the bottom of the 8th. They only have one out. They have an opportunity to go ahead and maybe put another run up on the board and maybe tie this series up at 2-2. Listen, man, baseball is this is the best of baseball. To see this right now, everybody jumping at, what the hell is this stupid place called now? Used to be Chase Field. Now it's Lone Depot Field.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, Lone Depot Field. It's almost just as bad as, what's the other one? Guaranteed Rate Field.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we got some dumbass baseball.
JR, this is the best day of baseball all season.
Today.
Friday, without question. Yeah. And by the way, I guarantee you no one has heard of this kid Alec Thomas before tonight. They have now.
No, nobody knows none of these damn Arizona Diamondbacks.
Well, we know Longoria, right? We
Corbin Carroll.
Right, Carroll. Welker, obviously, right.
Or Walker, that's it.
Right, yeah.
No, it's fun. Oh. You think Phillies? I mean, they got the benefit right now. Arizona, they got momentum on their side. See, that's why I said this time of the year is awesome.
You know, Jared, I was just ready to tell you it's so crucial you get that third, you know, run. You get that 3-run lead, that cushion, because had the Rangers had that, it would have been 5-2 instead of 4-2. And then I'm thinking, you know what? The Phillies, they did get that 3-run lead. Now if they're going to take that commanding 3-run lead that you talked about, what do I know?
You know what we need now for this to really be interesting?
A walk-off.
No, we need extra innings.
Oh.
We don't get that in baseball anymore.
No, we don't. I thought you were going to say an intentional hit.
Nah, we don't need that. Right. We got guys in Toronto win the World Series. They just, hey, I hate that guy's gut, so I'm just going to hit him on purpose in the most crucial of games. We need a game that's just going to bleed on. That's what we need. We don't get the benefit of extra innings anymore, especially in the regular season with these stupid-ass rules of we got to put a guy on second. It just, like, let's get some real baseball here. So, okay, it's two outs, but he hit a single, so now he goes to first. Is that Marte? It looks like Marte.
I thought Kimbrel was supposed to be good.
What are you going to say? They got him in there doing extra work. He's pitching the 8th. He got to go. They were hoping he'd go out there and pitch the 9th as well. So
I mean, what? They weren't, like, privy to what happened last night?
Well, you can bet your – I mean,
giving away the series.
They're going to get him the hell up off that mound any second now. His ERA at this point in time is now past 5 in the postseason. So, yeah, they're buying time until they can go out and tap into the bullpen and get him the hell up on out of there, as the Arizona Diamondbacks are currently threatening. They got a man on first. The game is tied 5-5. It's the bottom of the 8th. And the Phillies, series isn't over. This game isn't over. But this might be closer to being a tied series versus the Phillies going up 3-1. It can go either way. Just what a wild, wild day, a wild game. Corbin Carroll is coming up the bat. This is going to be fun. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of fun.
Did you see that?
Well, Shep, what happened? It's a tease, Shep.
He got, sorry. I don't know if you just saw it. Got it.
I'm trying to go to commercial and come back and pick up one thing.
Gotcha. You're not going to believe what happened if you didn't see it. This is crazy. Got it.
I know what happened.
Got it.
You got hit, okay?
Sorry.
You got hit, Shep.
You just can't make it up, JR.
At least he's not upset. You know, he understands his baseball. He's going to get hit. There's two guys on. There's two outs. The game is tied at 5-5. We're going to take a break when we come back. Yeah, the Phillies, they might be in a little bit of trouble right now. When we pull up on Sunday, NFL football, we got another Philadelphia team in action, and this might be the game of the week. We got the Dolphins, the Eagles. We're going to talk about that. I'll give you an update on this game. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on a great Sports Friday on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, man. You're the man for nighttime radio. I enjoy listening to you every night, man.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
The you know what just hit the fan in Arizona. Oh, my goodness. Wild, wild, wild. Moreno just singles to center. Ketel Marte scores. The Arizona Diamondbacks take a lead at the bottom of the eighth, 6-5. They're at home. They have an opportunity to close this game out and tie the series up at 2-2. Philadelphia might be squandering an opportunity to go up 3-1. Brandon Marsh is going to start things off at the bottom of the ninth. These Phillies are down to their final three outs. It's going to be real interesting to see what takes place. Let me remind you here. These Arizona Diamondbacks, they entered the eighth down 5-3. They score three runs to take the lead. Ooh, let's see what happens here. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Regardless of what happens tonight between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Arizona Diamondbacks, I'm looking forward to this come Sunday. Because Sunday night football, we have an opportunity to see the Miami Dolphins and the Eagles go at it on NBC. Both teams happen to be 5-5. The Dolphins, we just saw them smack up the Panthers, as they should. The final score there, 42-21. And the Eagles are going to be looking for some get back, as Mr. Jalen Hurts threw three interceptions and they lost to the Jets, the final score there, 20-14. But there's something bigger here. Let's remember this. These are two dudes who played at Alabama. Let's also remember this. Tua Tagovailoa, as a freshman, had to relieve Jalen Hurts in the biggest of games to help them win a national championship. Jalen Hurts stuck around for a little while longer, ended up transferring to Oklahoma. We got Tua Tagovailoa, first-round pick. We got Jalen Hurts selected at number 53 overall. They've had two different paths, but here they are in the NFL right now as two of the best quarterbacks in the game. Yes, Jalen Hurts, is he having the same type of start or season that he did last year, being an MVP candidate? No, he's not. Right now, he has 7 touchdowns to go along with his 7 interceptions. I don't know how much longer that's going to continue. I think he's still one of the best QBs in the game. And Tua Tagovailoa, it's always just been a matter of whether or not he is going to stay healthy. And right now, Tua leads the NFL in both touchdowns, passing, and yards. Almost 1,900 yards passing, 14 touchdowns, and Tyreek Hill is also very thankful. He has 814 of those yards to go along with 6 touchdowns. And so you might as well call this the Alabama Bowl. It's going to be beat into your brain on Sunday night as the Dolphins go up to Philly and try to walk away with this victory. And so Jalen Hurts, he was asked about his relationship with Tua and if facing his old teammate, the guy who took his job, even though they're buddies, is there any extra motivation? This is what Hurts had to say.
You and Tua seem to have a supportive relationship with one another at Alabama. How has that relationship continued since you guys got to the pros?
Yeah, it's been great to see the things he's been able to do over his career. And hoping for continued success.
What does does this one mean to you? Is there any extra, you know, juice or motivation?
Go out there and just try and play our best game.
Yeah, you know, I like that from Jalen Hurts. Like, on a day-to-day basis, he's very Jeter-esque. He's like Derek Jeter. He don't say nothing. And when he needs to say something, like it's after a tough loss, he's not a jerk. I'll never forget how he responded after he lost in the Super Bowl. He talked about being motivated and understanding life, and this is how you bounce back, and this is how I plan on preparing. It was like the opposite of what we got from Cam Newton, which is to sulk and whine and complain and, oh, I'm a sore loser. Like, man, be better. You know, it's like what the Liberty did, the New York Liberty this week. You know, three of their players, including Sabrina Ionescu, she basically is like, hey, I'm not talking to the media, I guess because her feelings were hurt too much. I appreciate Jalen Hurts. All of these damn athletes today, they can take a note out of his book as to just talk to the media after. You don't got to give them the whole world. Just shoot straight. Be honest, and just keep it moving. He's mastered that. Mike McDaniel, head coach of the Miami Dolphins, the man who looks at Tua and stands on the sideline and off white Nikes. Mike McDaniel talked about the quarterbacks, and he seemed to be in a good mood. Listen to this guy.
I can't help but feel like these cameras are a short guy adjustment. You know what I mean? Right? Aren't they usually one. Right? Aren't they usually higher? Like, what are we doing? Hey, did you put them up to this?
See, if we shoot up, you look more.
Right. That's. I get it.
So let's talk. Not okay. One, not two, but back three. Three quarterbacks. So X, I know he tried to work with the groin yesterday. Kohu's had the neck. He's been limited. Those two, what's your level of optimism for Sunday? And Needham, do we see him this week? Do we see him next week?
zero. I mean, what? Those are the great questions. I enjoy the spirit of them. But I know those football players are going to play football very soon. If it's Sunday, they'll be ready to roll. If it's not, they'll be ready to roll the following week.
What the hell? Shep, he wasn't drunk at his press conference. He's just being goofy, right?
You know what? In an age where these coaches have become robotic and players even more so, this was incredibly refreshing, JR. No, he was not drunk. Okay. I just think he's a man that realizes, you know, he is incredibly lucky to be an NFL head coach. I don't think anyone saw this trajectory 10, 15 years ago. He's just living in the moment, baby.
So he's just happy that he's there.
Yeah, and he's a hell of a football coach too.
Yeah, he is, and the team is actually winning. The Dolphins are 5-1. I'm excited for this. I mean, we ended up with a better game than I would have expected last Sunday. Not the most exciting. I think the Bills ended up winning. I think the final score was 14-9, and yeah, it stayed close. It was exciting towards the end, but I expected a beatdown. But we should actually have a good game. If the Eagles, I'm gonna take the Dolphins to win this on the road. I'm not saying the Eagles can't win it. Of course they can. But I think their defense is going to have to force a score. It's going to have to be turnover-led because the Dolphins just light it up. And so it's going to be a good game. I look forward to watching it. Speaking of a good game, right now the Diamondbacks still lead the Phillies right now, 6-5. We got one out, and unless there's a little bit of a miracle, man, the Phillies gotta get on base here. Hey, Shep, you think Arizona's going to close it out? I think so.
I do. When you give up three runs in the eighth inning or later, it's just the Philadelphia Phillies' time to lose at this point. This is an incredible series. I can't believe they tied it up 2-2. And not to steal Marco's thunder here, but Marco was 100% right. I was talking to him about this. I said, Marco, the Phillies are just they're night and day above this team. Marco goes, I don't see them even winning a single game. I think I was in that same boat, too. This is incredible.
Oh, what the Diamondbacks?
Yeah. I'm with Marco. I didn't see them winning a game this series, Jared. The way that game two went.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a beatdown.
Yeah.
10-0. They got smashed.
Of epic proportions.
And so now they have an opportunity to win this game and take two. Look, man, it's nice that It's just good to have good games, man. There's no other way to put it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to throw to Marco in a second as this game is wrapping up. And this is crazy. That's a former New York Met. This guy was Paul Sewald is basically and we're down to the final out here of the game as he struck him out. This is nutty. Well, you know what? Like I said, the fans in Arizona, they deserve this. And I still can't believe this. I walked down the street in downtown Phoenix earlier this year, and I'm just looking around and I'm saying, the Diamondbacks are anonymous. Nobody knows who the hell any of these guys are. And here they are, just pretty much. Oh, man, they got Kyle Schwarber up here on the plate now. Oh, my God. And he gets a single. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. He got a double. Ugh. Shep, what will you do? Do you leave Schwarber out there? Or do you put somebody who can actually run?
You have to put something that can actually run. No, there's, I mean, he's
great. Yeah, they took him out.
Right, right.
You get your big ass out of there.
And that's why we thought it was a single, because we saw him at first base, but he was just leaving the diamond. Because
he can't walk. No, he can't run.
No, well, no. He can barely run out of the box, let alone run around the bases. Yeah,
he could barely hit above 500. He get a home run, though.
All right, and another Sosa. So maybe that's a good thing in the NLCS this time.
Yeah, let's see what happens here. Oh, man, this is so good. Hey, Marco, I'm going to throw to you for the news flash, and then we'll see what happens with this game, okay? Good deal?
Sounds good to me.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I just want to say, JR, you're the man. All these other radio shows, you hear the same boring stuff. And you know what I'm saying? I love how you bring them callers in.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
This song that you hear right now is by Lil Uzi Vert. He's from Philly. I don't know if he gives a damn about the Phillies, but if he does, he can't be happy right now. As you just heard from Marco Belletti minutes ago, the Arizona Diamondbacks, they strike back tonight against the Phillies. At one point in time, the Phillies led this game 5-2 in the seventh. The Arizona Diamondbacks decide to strike back in the eighth. They take a lead. They go up 6-5. Paul Sewald comes on. And now this series is tied at two games apiece. Whoever wins tomorrow is going to be one game closer to the World Series. And so tomorrow's game will be in Arizona. They'll have to go back to Philly at the beginning of next week on Monday to see who will have that final chance and opportunity to advance to the World Series. And this was a hell of a game. Philadelphia looked like they were going to go out there and hold on. As I told you, the Diamondbacks were down 5-2 in the seventh. And then we get to the eighth, or excuse me, even before that, Alec Thomas comes on as a pinch hitter. He hits a two-run home run to tie the game up at 5-5. I want you to take a listen to this. This two-run home run came through in the eighth inning. This is from the Diamondbacks radio network.
3-2 pitch. Coming, and a fly ball deep right center field. He has done it. This game is tied on a pinch hit home run by Alec Thomas. Up Kimbrel in the eighth. 5-5 game.
Yeah, Craig Kimbrel decided to unravel at the worst possible time. So Alec Thomas is able to tie the game up. Ketel Marte, who hit the game-winning RBI single in game three, he ends up on base. Corbin Carroll gets hit by a pitch. And then you had Moreno, who hit a RBI single to ultimately give them that 6-5 lead. Take a listen to this hit.
And a shot to left center. That's a hit. D-backs lead. Other runner goes to third. Marino delivers in the clutch. It's 6-5 Arizona. Gabby Marino took a 3-1 pitch and drilled it between the center fielder Rojas and Marsh to put the Diamondbacks on top.
They did all of that work in the bottom of the eighth. The Phillies come up at the top of the ninth. Marsh, he strikes out looking. Cave, he strikes out swinging. And what happened to be the last play of the game? Let's take a listen.
On the way, he got him swinging. Sewald strikes out Turner, and the Arizona Diamondbacks have come back and won this ball game 6-5. They have even this best of seven series at two games apiece, winning back-to-back home games.
Yeah, Paul Sewald going for strikeouts, all three outs in the ninth. Kyle Schwarber tried to give them a little bit of life by doubling to right, and then he was immediately subbed out because we know he ain't running anywhere. And as you just heard it, this series is now tied up 2-2. Tomorrow night, we're going to find out who's going to take a 3-2 series lead, and the Phillies missing a huge opportunity tonight to go up 3-1 in this series against the, what I will still say, happens to be the anonymous Arizona Diamondbacks. So someone who happens to be anonymous came up to pinch hit. That's Alec Thomas. He hit that two-run home run in the eighth to tie the game at 5-5. Alec Thomas, he spoke to Matt Weiner on TBS, and this is what that conversation sounded like. I'm sure it was positive.
You know, you need to use everybody on your team. It's not going to take just one guy to win a game. And you know, we're all about team here, and, you know, it was an awesome feeling.
Craig Kimbrell's been doing this a long, long time. You saw his fastball a couple of times. What were you thinking on 3-2?
I was looking for a fastball and hopefully, you know, get a good part of the bat on it. And, you know, it went over by the pool, so it was awesome.
You know the narrative here. They've got the payroll. They've got the power. You guys are ahead of schedule. What have you shown so far in this NLCS?
You know, we're not going to give up. You know, how could we? You know, we got these awesome fans right here. And, you know, we're not done yet. So we're going to keep on doing our thing. And hopefully good things happen. And good things happen today. So we're going to keep on doing our thing.
Somebody's going to get that ball out of the pool for you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, there was a couple of fans. And I guess the home run ball is worth something. We had a bunch of clothed individuals who decided to jump into the pool in Arizona to go out there and retrieve the ball. And so we're going to have a game 5 tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern, 8:07 first pitch, if I want to be specific, as the Phillies are going to try to walk out and take a game and pick up that third victory that eluded them this evening. And there was a lot of excitement there in Phoenix. They even showed Devin Booker a few times. Shep, did you see Devin Booker? He had like a camcorder from like 25 years ago. Did you see that?
No, but I guess it keeps with the theme of let's show the more famous athletes in each respective city. Jeez.
Oh. you throw a little bit of insult at the Diamondbacks players?
I mean, it's not helping baseball. I mean, stop doing this. Like, stop highlighting these basketball players so much. Like, they're more famous than everyone on the team combined. Like, you were alluded to that yesterday with, like, Tony and Dirk and Dak, and it's like no one else knows any Ranger. No one else knows any Diamondback. This doesn't help.
But doesn't it? It doesn't hurt. But, I mean, you add validity to the games by saying that you have athletes that, yeah, they're more famous, but
right,
they're interested. So it's a positive. This is not like throwing what's that lady's name that's dating Kelsey? What's her name again?
Oh, Swift? Taylor Swift, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like throwing Taylor Swift up on a football game a million times.
That's fair. But you don't see them doing this with baseball players when they're attending NBA games, JR.
Huh. Let me think about this for a minute.
No, there's no baseball player they're doing this for. So it just echoes. Yeah, Mookie Betts, maybe.
Mookie Betts goes to the Lakers games, right?
I'm sure he does. But
Aaron Judge goes to the New York Knicks games.
Yeah, and they're not spending more than 5 seconds showing Aaron Judge as a Knicks game. I promise you that.
Well, they all, I mean, Well, we know baseball players are not as popular. We know that.
Well, you know what? It's pretty bad when, like, these baseball players are doing these Fox interviews after the game, and they're, like, taking their, you know, they're taking their iPhones, and they're going up to Jeter at the end of each interview, and at the end they're saying, Jeter, can I get a picture with you?
Wait. Somebody asked Derek Jeter for a photo tonight?
Oh, it happens all the time. It happens all the time. I mean, in fairness, that is the most star-studded baseball telecast I've ever seen. It might be the most star-studded sports telecast. They might have inside the NBA.
Well, to have David Ortiz, the cheater, Alex Rodriguez, and Derek Jeter?
Call him a cheater all you want. He still was arguably the biggest star of his generation. He was the highest paid baseball player for a long time. David Ortiz also cheated. He doesn't get the same kind of reputation. You know that, JR. And then Derek Jeter is maybe the most legendary, iconic winner in the history of all of baseball. All on one set.
Yeah, nobody cares, though.
That's
the facts.
The players care, because I tell you what, they get everybody. I don't even care if it's in their contract. The players, they cannot. Right. It's like they're more excited to do the post-game interview with those three guys than they are actually winning and producing in the playoffs.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, if you're telling me the players want to run up to Derek Jeter and take selfies, yeah, sure, Derek Jeter's popular, and people like David Ortiz, but to say that, you saying they have more star power? No, they are. Nobody cares. Let's be honest. People know this been around forever. I'm surprised every time I'm sitting here in the studio. Obviously, I know what's going on. I work in the business. I have an idea.
Right.
Every time I see Derek Jeter on the screen, I'm reminded, like, he really doing this right now?
He's not, like, JR. He's not half bad.
Nah, yeah, I get it. I'm not saying that, right. But I wouldn't expect. I was like, oh, there's Derek Jeter again. He must be bored. Don't he got like four kids at home now or something?
And a very healthy marriage, if you know what I mean.
I don't understand. I don't get it. Help me out.
Hannah Davis is flat out gorgeous, JR.
Oh, okay. Oof. All right.
That is good living.
Okay. I didn't know that's what you meant, but okay. If that was the case, then why is he not home with her right now?
Well, I'm going to take in all seriousness, I mean,
No. Make the joke. Go ahead. I'm here for it. What
no,
are you gonna
it's,
say?
It's not. It's JR. It's not appropriate. It's not becoming of your show. It's not becoming a CBS.
You were going to say something. He should be at home making babies.
No, I was going to say something else. I'm not going to take the bait. I respect you too much. But let's put it this way, though.
Yeah.
He's got a wonderful life. He has dated better than Leonardo DiCaprio, and that's saying something.
Wasn't Derek G with Mariah Carey?
This was 27 years ago. He was.
Tyra
yes.
Banks, Mariah Carey,
Christine Milian.
Wait, Derek Jeter was with Christina Milian?
Oh yeah, positive.
Oh my God! Wow.
Minka Kelly. I mean, the list goes on and on, JR.
I don't even know who that is. Minka Kelly.
Friday Night Lights.
I don't know who that is.
Trust me, it'll be worth looking it up in the break.
Do I want to?
Oh yes.
Are they going to yell at me about my computer?
No. Oh, no. Okay. No, she keeps it clean.
All right, we be back. We're going to talk some football and baseball. CBS Sports Radio and Derek Jeter's girlfriends.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
The all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 6 is sleek, full of advanced tech, and has a range of up to 360 miles. Any drawbacks? Yeah, every Ioniq 6 comes with a complimentary EV charger and up to $600 installation credit, so you're going to have to figure out something else to spend that money on. The all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 6. Hyundai, it's your journey.
EPA estimated 361 mile range for Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Actual range varies based on trim and other factors. Actual charge time varies based on charging unit output, temperature, and other factors. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.